I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Retaliation. It's the focal point of our first story coming from Nigeria today, but it ends on a hopeful note. And then we'll try to answer the question, how do you maximize the impact of doing good? While you're thinking on that, let me take you through our first story. Shortly after Christmas, Muslim extremists released a video of the brutal murders of 11 Christians in the latest display of unchecked terrorism. It's reportedly part of a wider campaign to avenge the October death of former ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. To Isaac Six of Open Doors USA, it's a symptom of a growing disease.
Governments in that region, primarily the Nigerian government, but also in Chad and Cameroon, are not able to mobilize the resources necessary or lack the political will necessary to really confront these groups.
As a result, groups like ISWAP, the Islamic State of West Africa Province, are gaining strength.
They broke off from Boko Haram in 2016 and pledged their allegiance to the Islamic State group coming out of Syria and northern Iraq. Even though that particular section of the group has lost its territory, the various affiliates who pledged allegiance are still going strong. Islamic State West Africa Province, it's estimated anywhere between 3,500 to 5,000 fighters.
But it's not silencing Christians.
If anything, we see an incredible resilience.
You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Open Doors USA and our partners on the ground are working on is trauma counseling, persecution preparedness training, and so.
Next, a quick scroll through social media reveals peoples and businesses showing not just their year in review, but also the past decade. Looking back on the last 10 years with us is evangelist Sammy Tippett, founder and president of Sammy Tippett Ministries. Tippett notes just how much technology has changed ministry and presented opportunities for God to move.
And as a result of that, ministry, especially evangelism, discipleship, is able to be done in creative ways, more effective ways, and we're able to reach actually more people with the gospel. And one of the exciting things is that it can be done at a very, very low cost. And so this has just opened up a whole new world of mission opportunities.
Technology connects Tippett with people where no Christians live, and it provides him with the tools to share Christ with them. Looking forward to 2020, Tippett asks us to pray.
This year will be a huge step for us, and we have a lot of pieces that are coming together, and we really, really need people to pray that God give us the wisdom, God give us the people, the right people in the right place doing the right thing.
At our website, we'll connect you with Sammy Tippett Ministries. And then finally, how do you maximize the impact of doing good? Well, one ministry is linking business, community, and church to drive the gospel and opportunity. Farms International works through small business microloans around the world. Interest-free and church-based, the businesses are as unique as the loan recipients. Money earned flows back into the church, and repaid loans fund new businesses, says Farms Executive Director Scott Clifton.
It's this really organic movement of creating churches and creating disciples where we don't always necessarily associate microfinance with those pursuits.
The business owners meet community needs and represent the gospel through their actions. These believers also reach their communities through the relationships that they form.
There's a pastor in the Philippines who baked bread, and when he sold bread, he would share the gospel with people, and enough people became believers that they started a Bible study that grew into a church.
This is just one example. Farms programs are changing communities all over the world. In 2019, Farms started three in Bangladesh, the Philippines, and Cuba. 2020 will see another new program in Cambodia. So consider walking alongside them. Pray for wisdom among loan recipients and guidance for Farms into the new year. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you've never read the Bible from beginning to end and have always wanted to, this is for you. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.